what kind of job were most Chinese engaged in before World War
II? Well, I imagine they are all in the restaurant business.
Men. And what would the women do?
I don't, women, most of them work at home.
Not many women.
Not many go out.
Go out. So like you went out and work and your sister went out and work. What did your sister do?
Well, they were telephone operators. So they worked there for a long time.
And
they had this Chinese exchange in San Francisco.
Did they speak in Chinese or they use English?
They speak mostly Chinese.
Do your sister speak English?
They do. One of them, my oldest one, speaks English, but my the second sister, not too much, only a little.
What age you start working? Go out.
They.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I imagine they're close to probably in their late teens.
And how about yourself?
Well, I started to work when I was 15.
So. What would you think, you know, average income of the every family?
Very little.
And
At
that time. Did they have enough to support a family?
Yes, I imagine they make enough to support the family. But then things were real cheap in those days, you know, you didn't buy a lot with the money.
I see. So, did most Chinese near other Chinese?
Oh, yes.
They like to?
They all like to live close to each other.
So, where you live in San Francisco was like an apartment house or
A tenement.
A tenement. So, in your whole family, when you were young, you just lived in one room.
One room. Most they all do.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
And so, like in one floor, how many families?
Well, I imagine there was about 10. Must be about 10 families.
Do they have kitchens in each
room? Yeah, the one kitchen everybody used.
Shared, yeah. About 10 families use one kitchen. And how about
you
the...
I think you call it community kitchen.
I see. And how about the bathroom?
Well, no bathtub, but they have two toilets on the one floor.
I see. So, what do people do with money when they save some money?
Well, I imagine they send it to China.
And most people manage to save some money, or?
I don't think most of them do. I think only few, very few. I don't think they make enough
to
save any money.
So, in the old days, most restaurant workers work for you were single men? And they have wives in China?
They have wives in China, yes.
Do they send money back to China?
Well, they have to, I guess.
Yeah, do they gamble?
Oh yes, they gamble. Like when they're off duty, they stay at the restaurant and then they play mahjong, and sometimes they play blackjack, you know. And I don't know what else they play. I know that they play mahjong quite a bit.
Do they go to a special gambling house, like in Alameda Street in old time, old days?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know what they do.
But you know they do gamble in
the
restaurant after they get off from work.
But the bunch that work for us usually play mahjong though after work.
So the people save money, they send back to China. Do they put it in the bank?
I really don't know what
they
do.
How about yourself when you have money, you save the money?
I didn't have enough money to put in the bank, tell the truth.
Do you know of Chinese who are involved in politics?
Chinese who are involved in politics? No, I don't.
Did they, most Chinese didn't like?
I don't think they do.
How about the, do they support in, you know, any political events in China? You know, what, or say, get money together to help the Chinese in China?
I couldn't tell you anything about that.
So did many Chinese feel they had obligations in China, say, like, of course you have no family. How about Mr. Lam, your husband? He has a family in China?
Mm-hmm.
He
had a family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He came from China?
Yeah, he came from China.
About when?
He came here when he was 17 years old. I don't know what year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he came in about 17 years old and alone?
Mm-hmm.
And when was the first stop he came? He arrived in San Francisco or Los Angeles?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. And why he came to Los Angeles, did he ever mention?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm sure he told me, but I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. When did he come to Los Angeles, do you remember?
That I don't remember either.
Mm-hmm. And you said that he has a brother in San Francisco.
I have.
Oh, you had a brother. But
no, at the time.
Uh-huh, I see.
At the time I met Alan, mm-hmm. I have a brother there.
Mm-hmm.
No, his brothers are already living in Los Angeles.
Ah, I see.
Two brothers.
Mm-hmm. The brother came later?
They came first.
Oh, they came first. Mm-hmm. So he came after.
Alan came last.
Mm-hmm. So what did the brother do?
Who? His brother?
Yes.
Well, when I married Alan, they were already in the restaurant business.
They are in restaurant
in
business.
The Grand Central Market.
Oh, I see. So they serve Chinese food?
Chinese food, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And American food.
Mm-hmm. Did they make good?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
During the war, everybody made good.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody made money during
mm-hmm.
the war.
The people affected by the depression years. You know,
they what?
Depression. People affected, Chinese affected by the depression?
Gee, I don't remember.
At that time you were working, right?
Yes, I was.
You didn't get out of the job?
I was, no, I stayed with, I was working at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember working at the, I went to the telephone company and worked for a short while.
Mm-hmm.
And then left there and went to some other place.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, oh, you also work in a telephone company?
Just a short time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did they pay good?
I don't remember.
But you just have enough, and...
I wasn't very much interested in that kind of a job, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't stay there too long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where did... most Chinese men meet their wives?
Well, they're through...
friends.
Through Boyan, you know, Boyan Po.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And so, are your sisters and brothers married?
Oh, yes.
They are through the middle men or...
They're all married.
Married.
Yeah.
Or not, you know, they didn't meet their husbands or their wives. Themselves, right? I mean, they got through these Mei and Paul.
Well, my one sister met through a Moyan,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But my other one sister didn't,
mm-hmm.
And my brothers didn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In the old times, you know, when the daughter got married, what the mother has to prepare for
mm-hmm.
the daughter? What did mother has to give the daughter? Dowry, things like that?
Oh, yes.
Like what, that special?
Like clothing and a comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some jewelry.
Mm-hmm. So did your sister get married in the church or just in the family?
No, they married Chinese style.
Chinese style.
Mm-hmm.
What it look like? I mean, it's in the restaurant or the family?
Chinese style?
Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Well, all I remember is the bai san, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was dressed all in red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I remember.
Mm-hmm. Do your mother worship a family, I mean, ancestor?
My family what?
Your mother worship the ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And is
she did, yeah.
Is she is she religious?
Does Chinese know? The Bai San.
Bai San, huh. She goes to the temple?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the temple.
So did you go to the temple with her?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to a church?
No. I never have.
Mm-hmm. So, were there many Chinese went back to China to get married?
Oh yes, in those days they all go back there. Mm-hmm. Even now they do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons?
Well, some of the American-born Chinese go back to China to get married too. Now.
Most Chinese Americans, they prefer to have a son and a daughter, or they don't really care the daughter.
Well, I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did you prefer
me,
a
I
son?
Care.
Or,
yeah. I don't care. As long as my children are healthy, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. What did most people think of interracial marriage?
Most of, they say the oldest folks don't like it.
Why they didn't like it?
Well, because their ideas are different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they don't last long. Mm-hmm. The marriages don't last long.
Did you know of any friends or married?
Yeah,
to?
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's your attitude?
Well, for me it doesn't make any difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether they're Caucasian or what, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's their business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that it is important to have children go to Chinese school or learn Chinese language? You think it's
I
important?
Do, yes.
Mm-hmm. And most Chinese parents think that way?
They think the same way. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, did most people hope to return to China? Eventually.
I imagine those that come over from China originally,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't like to get back there.
Mm-hmm. How about Mr. Lam, your husband?
Well, he never did tell me whether he wanted to go back there or not.
Mm-hmm. How about...
But he did want to go back to see his mother.
Mm-hmm.
But then she passed on before he got a chance to go back.
Mm-hmm. How about Mr. Lam's brothers? Did they go back or...?
No. No, they both stay here.
Mm-hmm. I see.
They brought their wives over.
Mm-hmm. They marry there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they came here and then returned to China and brought them here.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of your friends send the children back to China for education?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Not my generation.
Mm-hmm. So. Did you or others think the way Chinese were portraying American? What did you think about the way Chinese were portraying American movies? You know, like American movies sometimes shows the Chinese character. What do you think about that?
Actually, I don't go to too many movies. In fact, I haven't been to a movie for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about before? When you saw those movies, how you feel about?
Well, they don't have too many at the time, mm-hmm. you know. But then to me, it doesn't make any difference to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, what type of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves or for their children?
That I don't know.
How about yourself?
I couldn't
Do you
tell
think
you.
Any special, like you like your children go to special jobs or?
Well, my children, I like them to have an education,
mm-hmm.
so they could have a better job.
Mm-hmm. And what would you consider as better job?
Well, they have a title.
Mm-hmm. Like doctors, lawyers?
No, they have, could be an executive.
Do the administrative.
In fact,
my
daughter was an executive because she resigned from this job.
Uh-huh. And your son is also.
Well, he has a title too, but a lesser one.
Mm-hmm. Did your husband or you ever think that your kids will follow the father's step? You know, go into the restaurant business, take over the restaurant.
Well, yes, naturally, Alan did. But
like
the children didn't. They didn't want any part of it.
Mm-hmm. So
they didn't.